back to the present and the answer to our GeoQuiz. We were looking for a nation with two big islands in the southwestern Pacific Ocean. The answer is New Zealand. Rugby is a big deal there, and some of the country's best rugby players are members of the Maori Indigenous Group. A team representing New Zealand and made up entirely of Maoris has sparked a controversy in South Africa. The Maori team was scheduled to play South Africa's national rugby team, the Springboks, during a tour in June, but South African rugby officials said no. They have a rule against playing teams formed on the basis of race. It's a post-apartheid regulation meant to outlaw all-white teams. Colin Peacock of Radio New Zealand says it's an ironic development.
When South Africa was under apartheid, they would request routinely that the team sent to represent New Zealand have no indigenous Maori people in it. So effectively, when the team flew away from the country or went by boat, they would arrive and have no brown faces, no brown players in the team. Now, as we get closer towards the present day, this became unacceptable in New Zealand and they refused to do this. So with this current tour, people thought, well, this is great because New Zealand has had a Maori rugby team, which is exclusively Maori, ever since the formation of, you know, the first international rugby more than 100 years ago. So now we're in this ironic position whereby South Africa is in its post-racial period and putting in place this principle which comes from, you know, the government down, which is saying, no, we will not play against any other country which selects a team based along racial lines.
That was Colin Peacock of Radio New Zealand. John Minto is a prominent social justice campaigner in New Zealand. He says the two countries are looking at the issue from opposite perspectives.
New Zealand has got a more mature, I think, understanding of race in this situation, because for Maori, this is an affirmative, positive development, whereas in the South African context, race-based selection was to keep people down.
New Zealand's Race Relations Commissioner has written a letter to South African rugby officials asking them to reconsider. If the Maori team were allowed to play in South Africa, Radio New Zealand's Colin Peacock says that would be extraordinary.
It would be really historic, wouldn't it, to see a New Zealand Maori team, a team composed of players who represent the part of society here that was unwanted in the old racist era South Africa, if you like, for a team composed exclusively of those players to go and represent New Zealand in some form and play against the new post-racial Springboks, if you like, in Soweto. I mean, that really would be something that everyone would want to be see. I'm sure the stadium would be full, and certainly people here in New Zealand, the rugby fans, would be staying up into the middle of the night to watch that one live, no question.
And no question, this is one story we hope to have an update on soon.